is Robert with loudandheavy.com. Found a cool place to park, and we're here talking with Pustulus from Guar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you guys have been rocking this tour. You guys are coming up on what? This is you guys got what, 25 shows left?
I guess, I don't know. I was told there wouldn't be any math questions in this fucking interview.
I got
the fuck is this bullshit? Trying to fucking school me? I dropped out of school so I wouldn't have to do shit like this.
I got you.
Fuck.
So I got some questions about the drought in California. Why has Guar been stealing all of California's water?
To give it to people that aren't thirsty. To give it to Nestle. We want to make sure Nestle gets all of it.
Oh, that sounds good.
You guys don't need that much water. I mean, maybe you guys didn't grow so much pot.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have to have all that
that's
shit.
True, but, you know, we got to, you know, stay distracted because California is terrible. Looks like we have another space alien here. It's Blothar.
That's me, the Berserker Blothar Brown. What's up, little man?
Well, no, man, you're with Coco over there.
Well, can I ask you...
He's white teeth.
Can I ask you one question, though?
Yeah.
On your bag of dicks, do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite dick?
Yeah.
I got a favorite.
Well,
that one.
Oh, it's that one.
My favorite is this guy down here.
Oh, okay.
He's the only one that I regularly put a condom on. The rest of them I just go raw.
So that one's relatively disease-free, the rest are just riddled with it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, we can probably work on that.
What do you mean, work on it? What are you going to do with my dick?
Well, nothing, but, you know, there's lots of willing audience members tonight.
I doubt that any of them have enough mass to sustain my girth.
If there's anything you have to work on.
Well, yes. You know, I think I might have been a lost war child, but who knows?
Work on the everlasting downstroke. That's the best. That's the bee's knees.
Outstanding. I plan on it very
much. Slap a wig and some lipstick on you, buddy, and you are my kind of woman.
Oh, sweet.
Sorry, they're in my mouth a little bit.
So I hear you guys might be murdering a presidential candidate tonight on stage. Are there any other presidential candidates that you were...
I can't say her name, but it rhymes with Hillary Clinton.
Was there a second on the list that you guys wanted to, eviscerate and eat?
All of them. If they've got any interest in politics, I have an interest in taking their life away from them.
Outstanding.
It's all bullshit.
This is the kind of alien foreign policy we need for Earth.
Of course.
I think you're going to have alien foreign policy if you elect Trump.
This is true.
That guy's freaking out of his mind, which is exactly why we're supporting the Trump ticket.
Oh, you heard that first?
Actually, no, he hates aliens. But not the space kind. He hates the brown kind.
I got you.
He does not like that shit.
Okay.
Which makes him a racist asshole. Who's gonna clean your fucking house, dick? I know he don't pay white people to do that shit.
Outstanding.
They pretend like they're too uppity. I can't clean somebody's house. You know you fucking can. You know you can. White people are lazy. They're getting lazier every year.
It's true. Look at me. I mean...
Yeah, you know how many white people are hitting me up for child support? Like fucking 27.
27?
Yes.
Man, that's one less than me.
That's why I get paid in cash.
I don't see color anymore. I don't even see shapes. Really, I can't see much of anything at all.
Well, I got one more question for you guys about shock rock. We've been talking a lot about shock rock on our website.
Did you say chakra?
Oh, my God.
Is your chakra? What's your chakra?
Shock rock.
Shock
rock. Align your chakra.
Yeah, shock rock.
Your root chakra.
Some people have said that your guys' stage show is very shocking. I find it very, you know, entertaining and soothing.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing, especially if you get spew right in your mouth. But do you guys have any big shock rock influences besides yourselves?
Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh.
Bananarama.
Mothership.
Very shocking choices.
Bananarama is really fucking shocking.
All right, guys. Well,
comes part Jesus Christ Superstar, part Devo, part Parliament Funkadelic. Fuck Kiss. Right in their sad old assholes. Paul Stanley's pursed lips. Gene Simmons' pathetic dweeb.
How's it going, Stockholm?
Play a real song.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you guys...
But I did meet Paul Stanley. I met him and greeted him in the ladies' room once.
Oh.
Yeah. The only one worth a shit was me freely.
That's why he's got a high-pitched voice now.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get killed in the pit tonight, guys. This was a great interview.
I can't wait to watch you die in the pit.
I know.
It's a good coincidence.
It is. It's a great time. All right. Well, that was a great interview, man.